Blog Talk Radio.
You don't have to love me. You don't have to want me. Don't even have to spend time with me. You don't have to go and buy me things. Just listen up when I start to talk.
Let us understand. tell me, girl.
Baby, I love you. Oh, how I love you. Holding you tight through the night. Whoa.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight? Diva, can you hear me? Are you muted?
Hey, diva, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, I'm good. You know, I love music, any kind. I swear to it, but especially the songs I haven't heard in a long time. You know what I mean? Puts me in a mood. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, and you have just entered the Erotic Love Zone. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Oh, wait a minute. Let me start over. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment
right.
Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
I always have mine on there.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Ooh, I think I got a new favorite one out of the ones that I already have. I'm probably going to keep this on for a little while. But let me get back to the introduction. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that one and join us. We won't bite you, only if you want us to. Now, before I continue, I have to give a big shout-out to someone who is not just a good friend of mine, or just the CEO of Epiphany Radio. He is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we talk about here. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah, baby, baby. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry over at the Raw Links Be Raw at Facebook.com. I think you may be able to acquire them back on Amazon. And if you can't get them there, make sure you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany Radio, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with one of his beautiful creations. Now, Diva, Diva, Diva.
Yeah.
This topic. Yeah. Trying to tell you, you had me going in for a little bit, huh? I was like, you know, when I write, I turn on music. okay? It sets the mood for my ink to flow. And, but once it gets the flowing, yeah. What about you? How do you get your ink flowing?
Sometimes I have a muse, and sometimes it'll just hit me as I'm doing housework, or I could be in the street walking, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, and I got to hurry back home and write it down before I forget. So it can be anything.
I hear that. You know what I do? I always carry like a little raggedy pad with me and a pencil. You know one of those little pencils they give you with the clipboards in the offices? I always keep that because I'm not always able to get right to my device to write something on it. I've gotten a little lazy. I write everything down in my notebooks anyway, but I've come to depend upon these devices. And I used to really be against it, but it is very convenient when you got something real quick you need to jot down, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, I could be anywhere, anytime, but for me, sometimes even if I have a topic or a title to write to, the ink don't always flow right away for me because there are certain things that I just don't want to start it off with, you know? It's certain words that I just don't want to put right there. But then so something hit me, and I'll be like, da 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 da, and then it just goes, it starts flowing. Yeah. So everybody wants to know. I'm going to ask you the question first.
Go ahead.
What's so succulent about kissing you? What would you say your name is about?
Well, let's put it this way. Ever since I became a Mrs., all you have to do is go, ooh, and I instinctively know it's good. So I know I'm supposed to kiss.
Ooh, I like that. Well, one of these days, perhaps I'll be a Mrs., you are my hope for the future. And those that are about to get hitched, y'all are my hope for the future to come. It's somebody out there trying to snatch me up one day. I hope I can make the right choice, like, y'all. But,
Well, you'll know. It took me 10 years. So now, you'll know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't give up hope. It just gets a little impatient at times. You know what I mean? Like, all right, God, when is it my turn? Where am I? You know, everybody's got days. Where's mine at? Yeah.
Right.
I'm cool. I'm good. So, with me, what's so fucking about? Well, I tell it in my piece. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been called a lot of things when it comes down to my lips, and they've all been pretty positive, pretty good, you know.
There you go. And look, this subject reminds me of Usher's song, Good Kissing.
Ooh, child. Ooh, well, okay. I wouldn't put that song to it, but I hear what you're saying, just the title. But
you know what I'm
saying? The kind of kissing they're talking about in that way. It's all good. It's all good. Well, Diva, I am anxious. I usually get a taste of what you gonna spit before the show, but it's all good. I wanna hear it anyway, regardless. So I'm gonna step you up on the stage first, and I'll step down off of it, and fix that spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is entitled I'm so succulent to kiss because of my full lips and the fact I can kiss. So well I will bring you to your knees. So well I'll never, ever have to say please. Every body part has my special thickness, except my collarbones. Those who know me knows what that means. What's so succulent about kissing me is you'll never doubt the feeling of lust because you'll be aroused, ready to devour me. Kiss my lips so deliberately. And if I kiss you in the right place, you will feel the need to bust. What's so succulent about kissing me is really a pleasure. When my treasure, plump and sweet, gets too wet, I may. You know, my love button pulsates when you tongue it the right way. It's so good to you, no one can compete. And I promise to reciprocate. And we can do this all day. And that's that piece.
I was trying to get myself off mute, but my ring got caught in my sheet, and I'm like, wait a minute, I thought I was the only one that used the term love button when you hung it just right.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Okay. I wanted to write down some stuff, but every time I got ready to start writing, you came up with another line that was like, wait, what? Did she just say that? Okay.
Shit, I should have went first.
Damn.
I know. I always go before you because you hit the heat, and I'm like, I can't follow it. So I'm glad I go first.
Girl, you done heated up. I mean, the studio is kind of like a blaze right now. It's on fire. I didn't bring nothing hot like that. And that first line jumped out at me. What did she say? And your voice, the intention in it, it's like, well, shit. I'm not into girls, but you make me.
Because you were a guy, right?
Girl, yeah, I'll be on your top. Trust me. Ooh, that was delicious. Oh, Diva, you did the thing tonight.
All right. So now, since I got the sizzle going, how about you bring on the heat? So I'm going to step off the stage and put the spotlight on you, Diva. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know about no heat. I'll try. Shit. You know, heated it up for enough for everybody. All right. this is called His Narcotic. As a red sundown ushers in the evening air, I prepare my body for the dance with him and the moonlight. He climbed on top, kissed me, and just lay there looking in my eyes, and I smile, anxious to tell him what he already knows, that I love him. But every time I'd go to speak, he'd kiss me, moan and whisper in my ear. The first whisper was, delicious. The second, candy. The third, honeysuckle. And the fourth whisper was, yes, more. He was so worked up. At my fifth attempt to speak, I put my fingers on his lips to pause him as he tried to kiss quiet my words. And I asked him, what is it about today? What is it about me today that you don't want me to speak? He calmed his excitement and said, I love everything about you. You're one of the most beautiful beings I ever experienced in this good lifetime. Your body, your mind, your spirit, your words make my heart jump. Because your beauty, because the beauty of you just draws me in. But I never feel like I'm drowning. Your eyes are my favorite book to read. Your body is my constant exploration, permitting me to go anywhere. And your smile, like the moon's energy, has the power to shift the mood and to capture me. It's my motivation because it exposes heaven to me. But the part I cannot resist is your lips. They're like ripe dark cherries, sweet, juicy, full, and succulent. They're my narcotic, addictive. And sometimes your silence and them, just what I need. If I were to die with just your lips as the last thing to touch, to taste, to see, I'd rest with infinite elation throughout eternity. So, please, just allow me. And that's their peace.
Ooh-wee. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's romantic, erotic, ooh, dipping on sexy, but then it's like, ooh, I'm ready to go kiss right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you.
And it
Thank
is.
You.
You know what? And it's just so, this topic is something else because I love kissing. Mm-hmm. And it seems to me, if you're a good kisser and you can get them, woo, even though I'm already got, but I'm just saying, kissing is, it is, it's like a drug to me because once mm-hmm. you just start kissing, everything follows along, you know, and you're like, woo. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything you need to know is right there in his kiss, girl.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Oh. Girl, thank you. I tried, you know, it with me, it was such, it was like a last minute piece. And I mean a last minute piece. You know what I mean. They'll be trying to put in the next line at the last, very last minute. Sometimes you can't get real, real, you know, erotic when you trying to hurry up. You know, I wasn't really in that mood, you know what I mean? Usually I'll be like, this next line gonna be good. But, you know, this is what I came up with, and I'm glad you liked it. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
What I'm gonna do before we get into opening up these microphones, because it is a half hour into the hour, I'm going to do a station identifier, and then we can come back and get you this poetry. All right.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Welcome back to the Erotic Love Zone. Hi, Diva. I'm excited. We got some hosts coming up here and some more hosts from Epiphany Radio. And our first one on the mic is Queen Simmons. Hey, Diva, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey, Diva.
I won. I'm the first one on the mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Right. Glad to have you here, as always. My goodness. I want to ask you a question. It's all good. What's so succulent about kissing you?
What is so succulent about kissing me? I can't say anything specific except that not everybody gets to do it. So I'm not a kisser. So if I'm kissing someone, it's very intentional and passionate and stuff. So yeah, I think that's what it is. The exclusivity of it all, I should say.
That's the word.
I like that. Yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. All right. Well, we ain't going to hold you. We're ready to hear your poetry because it is amazing. So go on up here on the stage while I come on down, and I'm going to fix the spotlight on. You know, you kind of tall. So wait a minute. And I'm short. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right. That's it right there. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. Let me find it. Got to wait for me. I'm so sorry. One second. I was flipping back and forth between ones that I wanted to do because I didn't want anything fresh, but okay.
Bye. Poetry is timely.
But there. Okay, I'll do this one. All right, I'm ready. It doesn't have a title. When you kiss me, let the moonlight guide you. Find your way by your senses. Follow your bliss. Get drunk off the scent. Let your thirst guide you. I'm yearning to quench. Let the moon cut an obsidian curve at my throat. Run your tongue through my clavicle like a honeypot hole. Don't use your eyes. It won't make sense where visual ends, eternal begins. Besides, you got me under your skin. Pheromones got every muscle standing at attention. We don't need inventions. Lead with your senses. Heed your intuition. The last thing you need in this moment is vision. When you kiss me, do it blindly. Let the heat of my wanting show you where it's warm. Let I be a comfort, pull you in from the storm. Let me take your pain away, leaving you calm. You don't need eyes to get where you want. Be led by the moonlight, get lost in my arms. Let go of what ails you inside of my palms. Uncover my glow like a night full of stars. Let form constellations seek me in the dark. And when you kiss me, let your hunger guide you. Use your lips, be it sweat or slip or lover's spit. I am a ready pool of liquid for you. Be led by your thirst, baby. I've got the juice. I'm built for the impact, and I won't refuse the rough and the carnal. I'll take the abuse. As you breathe in a guttural growl at my ear, pushing 10 cc's of masculine energy directly into me cerebrally, pin me close. Teach my hips a lullaby, fuck me in slow motion. Being with you is heaven in doses. When you kiss me, do it artistically. Intricately display your desire for me. Lavish me with wet strokes, leaving me bone soaked. You be Jason Pollock and I'll be the canvas. Let your imagination run the gambit from romantic to downright mannish. I want a verbal tongue lashing so thorough it hurts. Speak in tongues to my thong so thorough you burp. Lose yourself in my rhythm. Open your eyes. Look at me. Let's build in this moment. Delay its release. I'll grip your impatience with a velvet-tight squeeze. In the dark, climb this peak with me till we're losing our minds. Let the moon be a voyeur as you come in and out of time. And that's that.
So, you know what? I have to say the exact same thing as you said about my piece. Like, just when I got a line that I love, here comes another one and another one and another one. Mm. Wait a minute now. Let my velvet something, wait a minute, grip your impatience or something. I'm like, wait a minute. I just freaked out. I was like, hold up, whatever that was. I was like, whoa, I have to stop. Whoa. That was an amazing piece. I'm thinking, damn, just what? Oh, and I didn't mute myself. That was the bad part because I was like, what? You know, and I was like, oh, I hope anybody can hear me. Oh, you know, you know, as my diva would say all the time, I've been a fan of yours since you first came, since I first heard you. So, you know that was Diva.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Diva. Thank you, Diva.
Wait a minute, because you know what? I love this piece. Every time I hear it, I always find something else new that I didn't catch from the other time that you spit it. Is you talking about tongue lashings and burping and wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I had to close my legs on that one. I was like, ooh. I live alone up in here. You know? There's certain things that will trigger, you know, certain body parts. That was
You know he's a connoisseur when he's done and it's a little burp come out. It was my compliments to the chef kind of thing.
Trust me, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I have had that kind of nasty. Yes, I'd be like,
thank you for your service.
Oh, my goodness. All right, y'all. Y'all going to make me hang up. Come on now.
All right.
Remember, I'm Mrs. B.P. All right.
Thank you. That was amazing. As always, I'm going to send you all over there to the Love Lounge. Go ahead and grab yourself a drink. I done forgot the new mixologist's name because they had the other one I had to take a break. They got some work to do on them, some internal soul searching to do on themselves. I think the new one name is Rodrigo or something. I don't know shit. But go on over there, grab yourself a drink.
Thank you for coming
through, well, Diva. Yes, thank you so much. Hello, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, girl, Diva, I got a song for that. I think this one will suit the piece sheet.
All right.
Did.
You like? Don't be scared, come closer. You never saw me like this before, huh? Look. I've been a goody daddy, but I don't have to be. If you don't want me to, I'll be a nasty baby. No time for games, no rules, just play. Hope you've been thinking about the same thing. I'm just saying what's on my mind. You think good, but now it's time to show.
show love what we made of.
No time for games, no rules to play. I hope you want me in the same way.
Every time I close my eyes, all I dream about is making love.
I can't even sleep at night, all I dream about is making love.
Microphone diva, we got another host on it, just me. We got us. I don't know if this is Lord or whether this is King. Bring him in anyway. I mean,
all right.
Hey, King Atterbury, or is it Lord Atterbury tonight?
What's going on, baby? Hey. Lord Atterbury in the house. How y'all doing?
All right. Good. Welcome, Lord.
Yeah.
Welcome, my Lord, to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, you know.
Happy to have you. I know you've been listening. So I'm going to let my diva ask you the question.
Yeah, I've been listening.
Well, Lord Atterbury, what is it? What is succulent about kissing you?
It's the nature of the
bride.
The nature.
I hope I said them correct.
Oh, okay. The nature rising or just the nature?
It's undeniable.
It's undeniable. Mm. Okay. All right.
It's
been a man. Okay. All right. The proof is
that's
in
what
the
ladies are saying.
Okay. I'm going to take your word for it.
I was going to say, I'll have to, we have to take your word.
Well, with that being said, we're going to get out the way. I'm going down off the stage and just the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. Big realist. One can only capture the understanding of what's here. Just that moment of a glaring stare, eyes appear from nowhere. Now that I see you without a preview, I'm going to leave you in time. When I unwind, you will find us crossing lines. Do you mind? From the strong arm, hug, sending sensational love, gently placing my hand on the side of your face, it's a buzz. Leaning in on the kiss, as if the stars made a wish. No feelings are mixed. Baby, you get the Lord's gift. How about that sucking on your lips, tongue in your mouth? Allow me to touch your house and take you way down south. Perhaps choosing a better route where our tones claim home. Turn off our cell phones and bring to life some selective poems. Ideas are clear. Do you hear the heaving or breathing? This is a greeting of how I'm feeding your spirit. Welcome to pleasing. Chapter one closed. Nose to nose. Nobody knows. How close we overdose in a passion that can explode. Take off clothes and get naked. We have minutes after seconds. Divine timing is the hour for our blessings. No half-stepping. By now our thoughts are proudly, heartbeat feeling rowdy. Happy that you allowed me the honor of standing proudly, Lord.
No. I can't even come with that.
Wait a minute. I got lost.
I did. You know what? You speak so deliberately, and like I'm here. So that's it. And you know, there's to me the way you speak. There's no gray area. It's either this way or that way, and there's nothing in between. And when you come like this, girl got to say, "Ooh, well, all right, Daddy, let's do it." You know what? because like, yeah, but that piece was fly. I'm getting you now. I am really getting you. You know, at first I was like, what? But now, Lord is in the house. Steve, what you got?
You know what? I say that all the time about his delivery. It is so deliberate. It's intentional and straight up. There's no sugarcoating it, nothing. This is what it is. I always say that about his pieces. Well, did you say something about going down south?
Yeah. I said, allow me to touch your house, take you way down south.
Lord.
See? I was going to say, look, I was thinking like somebody getting rather fresh. Woo-hoo. All right,
man. I just know I got to get out the house more because y'all
oh
doing some things with your pieces here. Lord, have mercy. That was delicious. But before we let you skate off into the Love Lounge, can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe? And you got
every Monday night. Yeah, every Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters. You know what I mean? 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Tiffany Network. We hit Tuesdays at 7:30 on the Let's Talk Network. We have the Poetry Corner Barbershop Talk, where anything can be spoken about. So, you know, we be in the building over there, you know what I mean? And over here, too.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all heard what he said. Now you can come on up over here and Tiffany and get a piece of him, and you can go over there to Poetry Corner and listen
man,
to some.
That's a great show, man. That's a great show.
Barbershop talk or shop talk. Either way, you're going to enjoy.
We in the building.
Yeah. I know that's right.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. All right, my Lord. I'm going to let you go on over there to the Love Lounge and grab yourself a drink. All right.
Mm-hmm. I hope they got some of that Stella Rosa.
Oh, they got whatever you want over there. Whatever you want. The bar is well stocked with a variety. Top shelf.
That's what's up.
To whatever it is you want to drink.
Long.
All right.
All right, Lord.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, wee. Let me see if I can find a song for that one. How about this one, Diva?
All right.
Skin kind of dark already. Should I light
all my life for your touch and your soft kiss. And life will never be the same. While you moan and groan, I hear your voice call my name. Holding your body like a plastic molding. Your soul I'll be controlling as the candles burn. We toss and we turn from night to day. All our pleasures we learn. Come and play with me. Tonight's our night, baby. And the candles burn bright. Come and roll with me. Make love to me. Hold on tight. It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my co-host had to leave. You know, life happens, but I'm going to ask everybody to send their prayers. All right. Some light. Let me open up this next microphone to one of my best days, my brother, great content creator, everything, got here, my hobby. Hey, Harvey, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, La Perla Negra, how are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to, you know, stay chill. I live by myself. You know, I'm by myself up in here. Y'all come with these hot ass pieces. I've got to start getting out more.
No.
You ain't gonna say nothing.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm just
how you feeling tonight, brother?
I'm good. My stomach is a little twisted. I'm still PO'd, man. I can't believe these people are packed up. I gotta go over here tomorrow morning and dig through this joint to find my stuff, man, because I refuse. I'm not putting out all that money to replace all that stuff because I'm lazy. I'm just going to be digging through stuff till I find it. I'm going to find these spices, my barber implements, and my work, my tools, and all my other stuff because they piss me off. I'm like, yo, like, I really feel like I'm going to go to jail. Like, if I see one of them, I'm just going to go to jail. Like, I'm like, oh, hey, here you are. Come here. Let me give you this. Just a quick couple slaps across the face. Be like, was it worth it? You know, but let me stop being bothered. I'm admitting that I'm saying because I can get arrested. I'm sorry. I was joking. It's a joke.
It's all right because we understand. Believe me. We understand. But I have to ask you the question of the night. Which is, what's so succulent about kissing you?
Right. So when you said succulent, I was like, oh, that means it's tasty. Blah blah blah. I wouldn't know if someone perceives of it to be succulent.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that when I decide to connect to, it's something to see. It's like from the tips of my toes to the heart of me, it goes into that particular kiss. It's important. You know, if I want to kiss you, it's because you are everything that I desire in the moment. I do not bandy around kisses lightly. I don't just, you know, it's not for everybody. I'm not for everybody.
Right.
So I'm not into that. What I need and what I'm willing to give is equal. So if I kiss you like a wild banshee, that means I desire you more than anything else in the entire planet. Like, I want you. My kisses speak want, need, you know, the ecstasy of the moment. No, it's loaded with everything. This is a full-on explosion of spirit, of character, of will, of want, of need. Like, I feel complete if it's someone that I need to kiss. Like, I feel them. Like, it's not light. It's not happenstance. I don't even play around with kisses on the cheek. I don't play around with those. I need you to know how I want you, why I want you, when I want you. So, you know, if someone judges that to be succulent, because, you know, I do understand that when I decide to kiss someone, it's an art to me. It's not anything like I'm not just going to, let me just run by and do this. Nope. You know, it has to be connected. Has to be real. Has to be felt. You have to understand exactly where I am at all times when I kiss you. You know, so, you know, I'm right there with it. Like, there's an indeterminate amount of sensuality that happens when I decide to kiss someone. It has everything to do with, it's more desire than lust. It's more love than somebody you're just trying to fuck. Like, it's real. Like, kissing is just as intimate as having sex.
Absolutely.
I'm
telling you, everything you need to know is in that kiss. I dig that. That's a fact. Okay. All right. Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I don't know if it's delicious. let me see what I had. Something. Oh, wow. I just found something I was looking for a very long time back in my head. I was like, yo, I just found it. That's weird. I got you. Let me see. Where did it go? All right, give me, okay. Nope, that's not it. It's weird. Okay. I got something. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm.
The mic is yours.
All right. You ain't gonna forget about me. You will remember these hushed kisses, the way I put all of me into every moment. Your infinity pool holding a reflection of us. Moments of memory. Loss of time and enemy letting desire of me be an enemy. Your kisses have many names. Each one speaks several languages with one purpose to communicate. Tongue dexterous, wraps and rolls, pronunciation like a pro. You make me remember the essence of your kiss, how it travels the plane of my senses in any sense. It's how you paint emotion, graffiti on the walls of my mind, neon and orange sun rays while John Coltrane plays the Love Supreme. Sweet like orange creamsicles, the cool kissing tongue tastes like first love. So speak love to me. Make the king in me rise up to meet the queen in you, your king, the one that understands your energy, the one that can feel and read your soul. A person can touch the beauty in your spirit while soothing you with loving intonation. So let my hands rub your thighs while I get high or your melanin. Touch sin in my mind's eye when the orgasms between us cry. Tears for the fears we might have shed from being afraid to be too open to love and to be free. I rest from your touch the way my mind eases. Dreams come easy and sweet from sleep when you lay with me. A thousand kisses deep and I cannot fathom your path and let no fear press you or cause your mind to second guess you or pass through. It is as real as you draw breath with all the feels and the heartbeat of your chest. Your lips ask me to envelop them. Your eyes are asking to be loved fully with all my might and all the love that I can muster. I give luster to the golden silence of you and fulfill your dreams untold. It's like your lips were waiting for me. Your skin was waiting for me to be caressed and touched in such a way that I've been waiting for the day where you release this freedom beyond your imagining, the gifting of all your ecstasy, like you were just waiting for me to give love wrapped in passionate kisses, embracing the respect of your sense of autonomy, a covering, the safety that blesses your sexuality. Each tip, a finger, a lip or tongue is not for anyone, save you, to save you from any bad memory. It's you and me, traveling this eternity and exchanging galaxies and our sweat, and what your body will remember, it will never forget. And I will allow no harm to come to you, the mere threat of your existence, and I will smite the world for you to breathe, for your love to be this light, for all who come to harm, or together we will face until they conspire, and I will bring an end to them. Your kiss is a great adventure, the bike ride to places unknown, being lost without a map with only sunlight to guide you. You know I am the new friend who grins slyly at you with a winked eye that brightens the day for you. The pregnant pause between passion, the second before sex, the smile when asked by the BFF, yo, did y'all really get a chance to do it yet? It is how your door is open, and I will lay with you. I will give you comfort in the form of embrace. Here, all you need is our togetherness, sharing our bodies. Stay with the safety of my touch, warmth in my affection, also in my kiss. Please, let me let you be enveloped. Poem.
Oh, my God. You know what? Your pieces are, they embody everything. They're sensuous. They're loving. They're romantic. They're erotic. All of that. They are hot. Man, they are delicious because they embody everything. When it comes down to this, I don't even know what the word is to say, but it's just, you know, man, look, I got to get out more. I really, really do. I love you, PZ. You know I'm a fan. You know I'm a fan. You know I love you from the bottom of my feet to the tips of my locks, man. You said safeness that blesses, what is it, your sensuality or sexuality?
Sensuality.
And then how your door opened and I will lay with you. Oh, my God. You know, Lord, It takes some time to take a nap for a girl to open her door. Okay. Oh, Lordy, Lordy. That was a beautiful half. That really, really was. And before I let you go on over there to the Love Lounge, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Well, what I have going on next week, I'm pretty sure that I will be doing the Honey Dripper 3.0. I don't have an exact topic yet, but just understand it's going to be brilliantly filthy. It's going to be pretty ridiculous. I do believe that I will be having maybe 4 different features. Not sure yet. I'll let you know. But, you know, we do everything here on the 50 Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have not been before. It's going to rock out with the socks out, and I'm very proud to be a part of this incredible unit on this Starship, flying throughout the universe on the Guerrilla Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Lakes. You know, why be average when you can be raw?
Baby, baby. Oh, that's right. All right, Avi, thank you very much. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Go grab yourself a drink and enjoy yourself. Got quite a few people over there. And go have yourself a good time. One mic. Ooh, I got a song for that right there. How many pieces are so, they just make you go, tell me more about my eyes, please. Oh, I'm having technical difficulties. Let's try that again.
Hello, I am Sakashi. Hey, hey.
You.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra. Ooh, and this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And yes, come join me. Press that one. I'm going to open up this next microphone to another host of Epiphany Radio. As a matter of fact, here's the host of, well, one half host of the Just J and Gina Storm show. We got a Just J. Hey, Jay.
Hey.
Welcome to Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. And it's a Just J and Gina show.
Oh, Just Jay and Gina. Okay. I was saying Gina Storm for so long.
It's still Gina Storm. Time. It's just a Just Jay and Gina show. We're trying to do a little something a little bit different.
Okay. Well, I'll try to just keep it as Gina when I say the topic of, you know, the title of your show. Okay. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Always. You know, that's my rider. That's my, she's always with me. Yes. And, you know, I keep all of y'all in my prayers all the time. Even though some of y'all drive me crazy, I still love y'all. Mm-hmm. And I keep y'all in my prayers always. So let me ask you the question of the evening. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's so succulent about kissing you?
What's so succulent about kissing me?
Yes, that's the question of the evening.
I don't use a kiss like a jab. A kiss is like a knockout punch. You know, when the partying is going to be something that could be for some length of time, or if it's just an emotional of departure, there's a kiss. Also, it's the same way with, like, passion. If we're just doing it, you know,
okay.
there may not be any kissing there. But if the passion, it is a certain level, then it's a part of. You know, to make things get, you know, just push that extra piece of the way. I think a kiss is intimate. I think a lot of people out here in the world believe it's very intimate. A lot of people will do oral sex before they actually do a passionate kiss. You know, so a kiss has even moved past the lines of oral sex as far as intimacy goes.
Oh, yeah, because the kiss... It heralds something more personal. It's more intimacy. More energy is generated when you kiss someone because the kiss sets off every nerve in your body. You can go down on somebody and it can be a mechanical thing. You know what I mean? It can be, let me get this over and done with. You know, you can have a fetish for doing that. But kissing, it goes way beyond that. It just does something to the whole entire body, your mind, your body, your spirit. And I don't know why, but it does. So I agree with you. Yeah. But I'm a kisser. So, you know, but I don't kiss everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
So if a person is, what'd you say?
To do that.
Well, if I'm with somebody and I kiss them, they got to really, really be special. I really, really have to be feeling them because I don't just put my lips on anybody, and that's including, like Javi said, even a kiss on the cheek. It has to be something special there. You know what I mean? So. But thank you for that. Appreciate that. Now, I want to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
All right. I have a piece that is not about a woman.
Okay. All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. She just brought me some gumbo just a moment. All right. She was a fragile construct of my mind. Beautiful was her face. And her talented mind and thoughts haunted me relentlessly with inspiration. And from my quill, I had a world to build for her. As my plume extinguished its ink, epic images poured forth. But for some reason, our zeal was only in our togetherness. And when I was alone with sleep, I restlessly wrestled because of thoughts of her. Peace of mind. She was the only one that could console. I would go to the rooftops, reach out and beckon for her love, and recite calming odes to my lover's heart. You are my queen, and for you I drone poetic passages with savage instinct. Till fingertips bleed the blood of a poet's psychedelic endorphin-driven dream. And just like that, she's gone again, leaving only fleeting after images, transient glimpses of her. As I spy with squinty eye my love through the ephemeral fall, as I reach and lunge and stretch, reaching, hoping to grope and touch her, finally grab hold of her hand, pulling her close to my face in a lover's embrace, only to be left holding the wind. My heart seizes and I'm down again in a spiraling tailspin, drenched in sweat, back where I began. And in a low voice I hear, whatever drug that you are, I am your loyal act. Boom.
Okay, so I kept in mind that you said it wasn't about a female, about a woman, right?
No, it wasn't.
What is it that you're longing for that you're missing, you can't grasp? The moon?
It was drugs.
Okay, it was actual drugs. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a passionate piece about it, about drugs. But, you know, if you are hooked on a particular kind of drug, whatever it is that is your addiction, you can be quite passionate about it because of the power that it holds over you.
And even delusional about it due to the passion for it.
Mm-hmm. That was a decent piece, Jay. Wow. Man,
thank you.
I'm going to steal some lines from here. I'm just letting you know. I don't know what piece I'm going to put them in, but I know I'm going to steal some lines. So I steal from all y'all. I'm telling you, one or two lines or words, I always grab something and throw it in a future piece to come. You know. Before I let you skate on out of here and going over there to your love lounge, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
This Saturday, I myself and Gina Storm will be on the Just Gina and Jay show. Come check us out. We're gonna have a lot of laughs going on. You're probably gonna see some old favorites in there, like Mama Donna and Wallace and. Maybe Frequency may stop through some of the Small House family. This Sunday, we have the album release of Atlas Omega, a.k.a. Hostage 1914. We're going to put on the show for them. Atlas is the best breakdown person of their own work that I have ever seen. The way he talks about the work with passion. When he's breaking down your work, he's going to talk with passion. If he speaks, it's because there's something to be said. Stop by a Small House on Clubhouse and check us out. Hey, Danielle, appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming on here. All right, then. One love, one mic.
Take care, sir.
Wow. I think I got a song for that. Let me see. Let me see. I don't know. I got a song to match that, Jay. I'm trying to find something. I don't know. Let me press this one. I don't even know what this song is, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Maybe I should apologize. Cause I ain't going to apologize when I get you alone. Hands on you like a champ in the ring. Hit a home run every time I swing. Batter up, baby, throw it back. Cause when I attack, you gon' see why I'm king. My aim is to please ya. Show you how much I need ya. Crazy how she could be. My mama told me not to fall for a Libra. But here we are in your bedroom, trying to get these clothes off. Damn, your body's so soft. Make sure you had enough, you had enough, babe, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough. You ain't ready. Oh my, and I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough, babe, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough. Better believe that, when I say that I need that. Girl, I really mean that, glad to be back. Last time left me feeling. I'm ready to relax. Give me 3 claps. Shake, shake it for me, girl. Don't wanna wait for a thing, girl. What you bring, girl? It come from a dream, girl. Make me wanna sing, girl. My only aim is to please ya. Show you how much I need ya. Crazy how she could be. My mama told me not to fall for Libra. But here we are in your bedroom, trying to keep these clothes off. Damn, your body's so soft. I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough, babe, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough. You ain't ready. Oh my, and I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough, babe, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough.
They say real ones are hard to find. Smoke, get you high like Kilimanjaro. We can get it in all until tomorrow. Swear you can have it all, so I borrow. Sip a little liquor if you parched, let's relax. Later I'm trying to grip on the arch in your back. Accentuate your curves and baby you got nerves. And you gon' throw it back, go long for the catch. I will, I promise. Body frame, make a lane pay homage. Must be your birthday, I want it the worst way. Baby, I'ma cut the cake, do the honors. I wanna see your brand cause you're man with the college. In the classroom or the womb, I'm a scholar. Kill it, put the pussy in the tomb or the coffin. Baby, we can do this often, yeah.
Oh, you ain't ready. Oh, oh, oh. Oh my. And I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough, babe, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough. You had enough. Make sure you had enough, you had enough, babe, babe. I'ma make sure you had enough, you had enough.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Saturday, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
It is now 10:33. You have until 10:59 to get in here, because after that, the Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off at the knees. I'm about to open up this next caller's microphone. This is our Canadian connection, Lady A. Hey, Lady A, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Good. How about you?
Good. I'm good. I'm chilling, enjoying this amazing poetry that everybody is bringing. Y'all done heated it up in here in the studio. I had to get up and open up the windows. First, I had to use the fire extinguisher. Then I had to open up the window. Man, and I know you're going to do the same. You're about to heat it up again. But how are you?
I'm all right. I really liked what Mojave said about the kiss and his poem. That was so, that was so good.
Mm-hmm. He always brings, like I said, his pieces, regardless of what he is saying, what the topic is, what he's speaking on, his pieces, it's the vibration in his voice, his frequency. He just makes you go, tell me more about
that. Oh, that was amazing.
He always does that. Always, okay? He just has this smoothness about him. You know, it's unmatched. It really is. And I just dig him. I really do. I'm my buddy, you know. That's my brother. I got love for him.
I don't see or meet too many men who are able to articulate like some of our poets do. And I'm blown away by it, to be able to say the kind of things that are said, you know, and the emotion that goes with it. I'm totally blown away.
Oh, yeah, I am too. You know, before I got into, I've always been into poetry, but before I actually started allowing people to hear my voice, and being brought into Epiphany, the family, I didn't know of any men to express themselves that way. I didn't even know that kind of man existed where he could speak that way. You know what I mean? And I just always thought it was just this machismo thing about men. And you know what I mean? Not the there's a soft side to men. That doesn't take away from their masculinity, but it helps them get in touch with the feminine side of us. You know what I mean? To make us feel comfortable now, whatever, you know, you want to call it. I realized it's always been there, but I didn't know anything about it. It was like it was alien to me before I came into the Epiphany family. And I am ever so grateful because it's needed. It's really, really needed. And I'm glad that I know about it now. So I agree with you, darling. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, just the very idea of the concept of kissing and what Mojave said, I mean, it was just beautiful. And, you know, and what his criteria was and how, you know, if he was crazy about the person, like how you would kiss that person. And just to know that somebody, a man would think in that way, you know, think about the sensuality part of it, the connection and the depth of it. I don't know. I just thought I was totally in agreement, because I think a kiss, you can tell how a person can make love by a kiss. You can tell how they feel about you with a kiss. You can just the kiss itself is making love when it's done with that kind of affection. There's nothing better than somebody who can really kiss well. It's just beyond. You could just, you know, my man, he he was the best kisser. And, I mean, seriously, we could kiss for hours. And just it was so sensual and emotional and full of love. And it just is amazing. A good kiss, you know, from someone who loves you is just almost better than the actual act of sex, because you feel every part of that person with your lips and your tongue and oh, anyways, I'm getting all whacked out here now.
You're right, though. You are absolutely right. It's like I said earlier, you can't kiss everybody, because kissing is, it's personal. It touches every nerve in your body from head to toe. You feel that kiss. Everything you want to know about that person is right there in that kiss. And if you get the right answers, that perfect kisser, hell yeah, I'm a kisser. I'm very affectionate, and kissing is at the top of my list.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And yes, you can take it. You can kiss for, man, you can just lay or stand or become entranced in your kiss for hours, like you said. You know, and it's a beautiful thing, and you would never get tired of it, because something constantly regenerates within you. And energy, you get these winds of energy that keep surging through you with your kiss, especially a passionate, oh, man, yes.
I know, I'm feeling it. It's really a beautiful thing. And there's not, I don't think there's a lot of people that really know how to kiss, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've run into a couple of, I think I've had maybe experienced 3 bad kisses in my life. One felt like a bird's beak. And I'm like, what are you, stop, what are you doing? Okay, literally, his lips were so tight together and hard. I'm like, This is not getting it. Then there was another guy. He was a really good friend of mine. He passed away a couple years ago. He had the widest, juiciest mouth. It was just too juicy. Okay.
Oh, and I just couldn't do it.
He was like drowning my face. I cannot do this. I can't do it. And the other one, he just like, he wanted to just, like, pat around the mouth. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm good. I can't. You know, it's just, like you said, everybody can't kiss, you know?
Oh, no.
I was a willing participant.
Have, like, 10 miles of tongue down your throat. Like, I cannot stand
Yes, and the first thing they want to do is, hey, yo. You know, my thoughts is very, very important to me, you know, and you're not leaving no room for it there. Come on now. So, yes.
And it's bad enough that you have, like, you know, saliva. Saliva is going on. But, I mean, you have to know how to do it without, like, I don't want to swallow. It makes me gag thinking about it, like, swallow somebody else's, like, really free-flowing saliva.
Yeah, it's making me nauseous thinking about it. But that's a memory that I have. Relationship, the intimacy in that relationship, like, it dried up. It wasn't able to go anywhere, because it was a complete and total turnoff for me. That juicy mouth, and when I say juicy, I'm like, what do you have, a gallon of water in your throat or something? I'm like, come on. I cannot do this.
No.
He was a really, really great guy. But the first thing he would do is the whole mouth would come open. I'm like, is he trying to eat my face or what? I can't do it, man. I'm sorry. I'm trying to tell you. It's just very real, though, isn't it?
There are people out there
that
are really like...
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't know if anybody else experienced it, but I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I'm just like, nope, I can't. I had to stop. I'm like, I can't. I got to go to the bathroom. And I was just going to the bathroom, like, rinse my face, splash water up in my face. I'm like, gross. I got to think of something to tell this guy. I want to go home.
Oh, man, yeah.
That was horrible. But yeah, yeah. Yes, girl. So let me ask you the question of the evening, okay? What is so succulent about kissing you?
Well, first of all, I know how to kiss. And it's very sensual. Like I said earlier, I can make love to the person that I'm kissing just by kissing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's and I think luscious lips are very important, and mine are not as full as they used to be when I was younger, because now I'm older, but I had a very pouty kind of mouth and kissable mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So just line up at the door, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, damn.
Oh, I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't been kissed like that in many, many years. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. The last time I was kissed really good, like, I'm a very good kisser. I make a motherfucker kiss me, trust me. But the last time I was kissed really, really good, I can't even remember. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was a teenager. Even my late husband wasn't a very good kisser. He was all right. It wasn't a turn off, but it wasn't, though, you know, like people say, it wasn't them fireworks. It didn't do it for me, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it wasn't a total, you know, burnout. It's just, I don't know.
I think
we find that one person,
you have
in
a
life.
Partner that's a crappy kisser, that you just bypass that altogether.
Yeah.
Because it's more turn off than a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even
right.
bother kissing more sometimes. I would love to have that again. I'd love to have somebody know what they're doing and just, yeah, what Mojave said.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you put that out there in the universe, and you'll get what you want, you know. You just got to reset your intentions and go ahead and ask for it. The universe will never tell you no. You know, they might make you wait, you know.
For a long
say
time,
not like,
yeah.
But, you know, but it doesn't mean that you won't get what you want. So just set your intentions and put it out there. I'm a firm believer in, you know, miracles never run out, first of all. A lot of people don't understand, you know. And we are magnets for miracles. So go ahead and ask for what you want. We just have no control over when they'll come, you know, who will bring them to us and how they will affect us. But we'll get our prayers answered eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to believe that. Got to hang on
Absolutely.
To hope.
Always. Always.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been turned down yet, but I have been taught the one thing you'll learn from the universe is patience. It's key. It's really, really key. So let's get back to the show. Everybody wants to know, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight, Lady A?
Well, I brought a poem that actually is a collaboration, but I'm only going to read my part of it because I don't have permission from this person to read his part of it. I tried to contact him, but they're no longer around, so I don't know what that means. I mean, if you can't find somebody that's used to be where they used to be and they're not there anymore. But in any case, I'm just going to read my part of it and see what you think. And it's a little bit dark, but this is called The Dark Rose Kiss.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Black is the color of dark thoughts for broken, battered, beaten hearts, troubled souls whose lives unfold with sorrow, sadness, and pain untold. Dead vines, they number two, entwine each other as vines do, stroking arms and wrapping legs, bodies rhythmically keeping pace. Sap from one once dead soul slowly came to life for her. Juices she received from him awakened secrets held within. Each time these black hearts entwined, color appeared on her black vines. With every tap and every kiss, pink petals wet with dew, pure bliss. He entered her secret place and took her heart, and with grace, deeper pink, her petals grew, moist, hot, her thoughts taboo. He looks into her eyes to say, my heart is black, put it away. Caressed her lips with his own, kiss of darkness, and she's now alone. Black is the color of dark thoughts for broken, battered, beaten hearts and troubled souls whose lives unfold with sorrow, sadness, and pain untold. And peace.
Wow. Now, I'm going to tell you, with your pieces, you use certain metaphors that can take you right to the place where you can see everything in your poem. Even though this was, you said it's, you were part of a collaboration, it still feels very complete. And you have this way of, you have this way of ending your pieces that leave people longing for more, in a good way. It's like I get Harlequin romance and Hallmark cards from your voice and your the way that you write, the way that you express yourself, and I think it's beautiful. Even your melancholy pieces, I think they you just have this sound about you that just gives that feel of the Harlequin romance. You just be like, it's your voice. It's something about
Thank
your voice. And I think it's really, really beautiful. It's tender, and it's intentional, and it's just, wow. I love it. And that piece was absolutely, it was beautiful. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. All right, Ms. Lady A, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You go over there, grab yourself a drink. There's a lot of people up in there, you know. You could be your social butterfly or whatever it is, but you enjoy yourself. One love.
One love, one might. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to the close of the show. I'm going to give you another piece I dug up, and then I'm going to close it out for you. All right? This is called Of Him. He transforms at night, and I want the beast in him. So I greet him, already juicy and on all fours, allowing him to lose control as I feel a poem constructed from every spot kissed on my body. At the touch of him, I expose my skin to receive, and I know censure, because he reads my essence like a book, as if his pen dipped ink on my pages. In the presence of him, I know desire, because for the first time in my existence, my appetite is satisfied. I want more of only him. In his energy, I know ownership, because I allow him to claim me. I love being the moon in his life, who gave him tears from the stars. for melancholy no longer dwells or veils within or found bittersweet through hidden cycles of hurt. As my mind is free, as he holds me captive. And now I crave only the sweetest things in life, because his voice whispers truth to my heart as he plucks and savors my fruit. I flourish and grow because he is the tree that I can always pick fruit from. It gives me life. His lure is tender and effortless as an arousing scent of aromatherapy. My mouth torrid with excitement while trying to catch my breath, but eager for the touch of his lips, and I am completely engulfed in the revealed, unapologetic simplicity of him. And that's that piece. This was an amazing show. I love everybody that comes through all the time. And these amazing pieces that you bring with your own unique style. Always. You never disappoint. I appreciate all of you, and I want to send a big thank you to you. And as always, I want you to continue to love yourself. Be kind to yourself, always. Continue to love and respect one another. If you're not, get that good relationship going with yourself, because within there is where spirit dwells. And please be careful. Be sensible. We still got germs running around here affecting people. It ain't over. With that, everybody, I'm going to say peace, and I'm going to take you out with this. Thank you.